You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. JSW Infrastructure, the ports business of Sajjan Jindal-led JSW Group, is planning to list the firm on Indian bourses by September end after it received SEBI approval to raise 2,800 crore through an initial public offering. The initial stake sale, slated to open by the last week of this month, would be the first IPO from JSW Group in the past 13 years, which comes after the listing of JSW Energy in 2010. The company would use the proceeds for repayment of debt and for expansion plans. The IPO would be through a fresh issuance of shares, and the promoters of the company will not be diluting their current stakes. Next up, the excitement over the many uses for artificial intelligence and generative AI notwithstanding, the demand for active AI-focused specialist talent isn't exactly living up to the hype. Confirming the trend, Prasad MS, Head Workforce Research, Exfino, observed that amidst the overall slowdown in tech hiring, the demand for AI-focused specialist talent in the country has shrunk by over 60% over the last four quarters. As per a report by the specialist staffing company, the number of openings for AI specialists is just around 1,100. One reason for the falling demand in the AI market, according to Sunil C, CEO of TeamLease Digital, is that many of these requirements are being fulfilled by internal upskilling, with companies not resorting to lateral hiring. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India on Wednesday said banks must release property documents and clear charges against borrowers with any registry within 30 days after the borrower fully settles their loan account. The norm shall be applicable to all cases where release of property documents falls due from December 1st onwards. In case of non-compliance and delay in releasing property documents, or failing to file charge satisfaction form with relevant registry beyond 30 days of full repayment, the lender shall communicate to the borrower reasons for such delay. In case the delay is attributable to the bank or non-bank lender, it shall compensate the borrower at the rate of Rs. 5,000 for each day of delay. In another development, the Union Cabinet on Wednesday approved extension of Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana, PMUY, with an additional provision of Rs. 1,650 crore for providing additional 7.5 million deposit-free LPG connections over the next 3 years. A targeted subsidy of Rs. 200 per 14.2 kg LPG cylinder for up to 12 refills per year is being provided to PMUY consumers. Without continuation of PMUY, eligible poor households may not be able to get their due benefit under the scheme, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement. The Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana was started in May 2016 with an objective to provide clean cooking fuel to poor households across the country. Under PMUY, a deposit-free LPG connection is provided to adult women from poor households. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has imposed a penalty of Rs. 21.5 lakh on Reliance Home Finance and its executives for non-compliance with SEBI's LODR norms. In an adjudicating order, the markets watchdog noted that the company had failed to disclose to the exchanges the deviation and the proceeds raised from issue of debt non-convertible debentures and had not provided information to DT despite several follow-ups. SEBI had conducted the probe between April 1, 2019 and March 26, 2020 to ascertain lapses in compliance with regulations. In other news, the National Company Law Tribunal has granted a 29-day extension for the completion of Future Retail's ongoing insolvency process, with the deadline now ending on September 15th. This is the third time the deadline has been extended. The tribunal's Mumbai bench, which heard an application filed by FRL's Resolution Professional on September 7, 2023, granted the extension. A written order is awaited, FRL said in a regulatory update. Earlier, on August 16, FRL's Resolution Professional had sought an additional 29 days extension to conclude the bankruptcy process. On July 19, NCLT's Mumbai bench had granted a 33-day extension to FRL's administrator to complete its ongoing insolvency process, and that deadline ended on August 17. Lastly, buoyed by the success of movies like Gadar 2, Jailer, OMG 2 and Jawan, Indian box office collections are set to cross a record Rs. 3,000 crore in the July-September quarter. The collections have already reached Rs. 2,766 crore, a first for the third quarter of a calendar year, according to data compiled from film industry experts and analysts. After a difficult first half of 2023, which saw the Indian box office trailing the same period in 2022 and 2019 by 23% and 16% respectively, despite Shah Rukh Khan's Pathaan doing well, The record performance in the September quarter is a relief for theatre owners, said experts. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.